Hi, this is David Robideau, composer of the NFL's 100th anniversary theme, and you're listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is a very special episode, number 100, where composer David Robideau talks about his new piece, the NFL 100th Anniversary Suite. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all 100 episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net or wherever you find quality podcasts. David Robideau is a multiple Emmy Award-winning composer for TV, film, and interactive media. He has composed more than 100 scores for TV, musically branded the NFL, NASCAR, boxing, and golf, written over 50 national TV opening themes, and over 3,000 compositions used throughout TV, film, and media. He has won 15 Emmy Awards for original music and has been nominated for more than 40. His music compositions include the official theme of the Super Bowl, EA Madden, MLB Thursday Night Baseball, HBO Hard Knocks, the official theme of NASCAR, the official theme of the NFL, NBC Turning Point, and Showtime Sports Theme, just to name a few. One of David Robideau's most recent and high-profile projects is once again for the National Football League. To commemorate its centennial season, the National Football League has launched NFL 100, a year-long celebration to bring generations of football fans, players, communities, and all 32 clubs together for a unique lineup of programming and activities. The NFL 100th anniversary theme was composed by David Robideau to celebrate the 100th season of the NFL. The theme is currently being used in programming throughout the NFL Network, ESPN, NBC, CBS, and Fox. Robideau composed a library of over 30 versions of the theme, including one specifically to air at the beginning and end of every NFL game broadcast on all major networks. In this episode, David Robideau talks about his history of writing music for NFL films, and the unique challenges that come with writing a commemorative theme as opposed to writing film scores. He vividly describes his writing process for this theme, which eventually became four foundational motifs. And Robideau introduces and lightly explores each of these four main motifs before demonstrating several different arrangements of the four to cover the gamut of emotional and narrative range of the NFL centennial campaign.
I've been the composer at the NFL for just about 30 years or so. I write a lot of the scores for our films and a lot of the music you hear in our shows. But on occasion, I get asked to write one of these big themes that the NFL wants associated with a particular event or a moment in time, like the 100th anniversary season. In the past, we've done Lombardi Trophy theme, which is a piece of music that they play when they present the trophy to Super Bowl champions. Done things like the Thursday Night Football theme, the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. It's things that the NFL wants a piece of music associated with that event. And as I've done these over the years, I've really started to realize there's just like some really unique challenges. And it's really different than doing music for a film score or for some of our shows. There's, you know, not just the challenge of trying to come up with a theme, but there's this like heightened expectation and scrutiny of how instantly recognizable and catchy the theme is, almost in a kind of jingle or pop song kind of way, and the people I'm doing it for are almost like that cliche A&R thing where he's listening to the demo tape and it's kind of a thumbs up or thumbs down in 3 seconds and you move on. There's a lot of that, you know. It is really, if I play it and in a couple of seconds they don't like it, we just move on. That idea is just gone. Where the film scores, there's a little more of some subjectivity and discussion going on about themes and characters and moments and stuff like that. So it definitely adds a unique kind of challenge. You know, I've gotten all kinds of comments and stuff. Guy goes home and plays it for his 5-year-old kid and got no reaction, so comes in the next day and sorry, we're moving on. But in other ways, you know, it's challenging and rewarding at the same time when you end up hopefully delivering what they want. But you still, like anything, I think I'm not unique. There's a lot of composers that get excited when they get an assignment and then they go home and they sit there for 5 days and think they're the worst composer in the world. You're never going to come up with it. These themes kind of heighten that for me and really kind of make you freeze a little more than just with a regular film score. The process for me, you know, always starts out the same. The only difference in these kind of big themes is that there's a ton more people in the approval process. You know, but I get the assignment, I go home, and I just sit there and I just write a lot. I'm not a type of composer that can just bang out three ideas, present those three ideas, and they pick one and everything's great. I go and I just write and I write and I write, and eventually something pops out. You know, everybody's had the thing that just comes in their head. I think for me, you know, just the repetition of doing it and working my mind through the task and what I got to do, and eventually something comes out that's there that I can build on, and I just keep going from that. You know, with this, with the NFL 100th anniversary theme, I probably wrote 50 to 70 thematic ideas. And, you know, through my process, I whittle those down, probably 10 or 15 that I think are presentable. And I really work on those. And I really try to take the A phrase and write a bunch of B phrases to that and write a different A phrase and match it up with one of the existing B phrases. I really go through everything and every possibility I can think of before I kind of narrow it down to two or three ideas that I think really capture what I think the 100th anniversary theme should be before I present it. And because there's going to be so many people involved in the approval process, I really focus on how I'm going to write it and do it, because unlike a film score where I'll usually sit there with the producer or the filmmaker and you can talk through things and present things and have discussions about stuff, a lot of times these themes, these big things, are just sent off to a bunch of executives or people or whoever is going to be in that process, and they may be listening on their phone on an airplane or in their car or in a taxi or something. So it has to be a real focused and concise idea, and there can't be any disclaimers or discussions usually. So, you know, I'm not the oldest composer, but I got into it long before there was, you know, samples and you could mock up stuff and everything. So back then, you know, we just write the themes on a piano and you kind of just explain to the producer, this is what the French horns are going to do, this is what the strings will do, and you went off and recorded it and you came back and you hoped that, you know, what you explained to the producer and was in their head was what was going to come out and in the recording. So the only thing it did for me, though, was really focused you in when you're in the writing phase to really focus on the melody and make sure you really had a solid musical idea before you got into all the orchestration and all the production of it. And, you know, I think when you do these big themes, not like anything, you want a great foundation to start with, but with these, it's even more important because that idea has to come across so quickly. And so I still do it that way. I just sit down with a piano sound and I just start writing and doing my ideas, and I really flush that out with something as simple as a piano and make sure it's all there and it works. Sometimes you just start with all your sounds and your great French horn sounds and string sounds and stuff, and you just start writing there. You can get something that sounds great, but it can be dangerous, and you think you have something, and then when it gets deconstructed and put into other genres or different styles, all of a sudden you realize this isn't as strong and it doesn't hold up as well. The other thing that was really unique about the 100th anniversary theme was that, like in a film score, your theme's got to be taken into different emotions and different stuff throughout the film. This had to be taken into completely different genres, and sometimes it was going to have to be used for a show open. Another time it had to be used for a story about someone that played football 50 years ago. So it had to really take on a lot of different shapes and make sure it was right. In that process, we figured out that it wasn't just going to be one singular 4 or 8 bar theme, that we were going to need these 4 motifs that could almost be interchangeable, but would somehow represent the different aspects of the NFL that we didn't think we could cover with just one theme. You know, there's a big main theme, which is kind of the celebratory theme. Then there's a theme for some of the toughness and stuff in the NFL, and then a theme for, you know, the nostalgia and some of the legends of the game and those backstories and the history. And then there was, you know, a theme that just kind of summed up the action of what the NFL is. So when I got those 4 motifs through the approval process, I took them and I made a 15-minute suite out of it that kind of really put them through the test and made sure we could get out of these 4 motifs what we needed for this whole season-long celebration of the NFL. Like I said, it was going to get pulled in all kinds of shows and used as opens. We made some even rock, alternative rock version for a Peyton Manning show, and we did a lot of nostalgic stuff. So once we got it through this suite, I think we really knew we had enough. At least the themes were shown that they can, you know, really go through a lot of different emotions and capture what the NFL has done in 100 years. There's 4 main motifs. The main one, the first one here, is the celebratory motif, and it first appears coming up here in the French horns. Next was the second motif, which was the action kind of triumph theme. The third motif is the toughness theme. It's kind of the grit of the NFL and what's really over the years built up what the NFL is. It's written as a B theme for the celebratory main melody and also a B theme of the action theme. So here it is. The last motif represents the struggle and the pain a lot of these players go through, and not just on the field and maybe not attaining that ultimate goal, but what they went through in their lives to get to the point where they even have a shot to play in the NFL. I'll just quickly go through a couple spots in the suite where we push the themes in kind of a different direction and emotion. This takes the main celebratory theme and pushes it in like a nostalgic kind of emotional feel. The next arrangement uses all four motifs, and we kind of pushed it in a, you know, a more storytelling kind of all these backstories we have over the past 100 years of players, you know, their struggles through their careers and also the struggles to get to the NFL. And for some, you know, to get to the ultimate goal and win it, and others, you know, not so lucky. The four motifs are kind of presented in the piano first. We had two great soloists, a solo violin and cello. They're kind of playing counter lines that hint at the themes. And as the piece grows and grows, the soloists eventually take over the melodies through the end when it really gets big and emotional. This next example just gave the producers an idea of how everything could work in an action kind of arrangement. In the end, we did 20 or more pieces in this genre. We'll be right back. The next example is a style I love to write in. It's something that really helps define NFL films and, you know, the legends and the players that the NFL was built on. It's the stories, you know, we love to tell over and over again. It utilizes all four of the motifs. Last example is something, it's the culmination of all these motifs, and it's a big build up through the end. We have a lot of shows and moments in the NFL, and we had to make sure these themes worked in this situation where, you know, whether it's the culmination of someone's career or a team season or, you know, something from last season or 50 years ago, it had to be able to hold its own against these moments and really build capture the emotion of that. So we had to put it through the test, make sure it works, and show these producers that, you know, these themes can hold up and help define this 100th season.
Thank you for listening to the 100th episode of The Annotator with composer David Robideau and his original new theme, the NFL 100th Anniversary Suite. As we've reached our 100th episode, I'd like to thank all the composers who've taken the time to share their stories and detailed insights about their compositions. Their words always shed new light upon their artwork, which so often labors intensely and effectively behind the bright images of the screen. A special thank you to the many PR agents who do so much to help facilitate the participation of many of our composer guests as well. And thank you to you, all of our listeners around the world who listen each week, share your feedback about the show, and are helping others to find the show as well. The original score for the NFL 100th Anniversary Suite was released on September 1st, 2019 by NFL Films and can be purchased at Amazon.com, iTunes, or streamed on Spotify or Apple Music. And you can find out more and hear more music by David Robideau at his official site, davidrobideau.com. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever you find quality podcasts. And yes, wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or a review on one or more of our 100 episodes. And if you know someone that still hasn't heard The Annotator, please tell them about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator, or on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator. Or you can send us your feedback about this or any of the other 99 episodes via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.